Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. As the Red Sox and Dodgers go at it again in the World Series at Fenway Park tonight, countless boys and young men in the Dominican Republic will be watching with dreams of playing in the majors. Baseball is king in the DR. Local sons Rafael Devers and Eduardo Nunez have done the Red Sox proud in the playoffs so far. In reality, many kids in the DR can dream big, but they face basic challenges. They need shelter, food, medicine, and a well-rounded education. Former Red Sox pitching ace Pedro Martinez and his wife Carolina are from the Dominican Republic, and they're trying to change the fortunes of these kids. Two decades ago, Carolina was a recipient of funds from the Pedro Martinez charity that enabled her to go to Boston College, where she played Division I volleyball, and that's how she met her husband. Now she runs the charity. It's renamed the Pedro Martinez Foundation. She told us that she and her husband are striving to give kids holistic care and education at a charter school they're building and at the community center they run.
When people think about Pedro, they usually think sports because he's an athlete, but as the foundation has grown, what we offer there is what they don't get in school, which is sports development, arts development, medical, and nutrition to help with tutoring.
Tutoring in various academic areas?
Yes.
And how dire is the need in a place like the Dominican Republic? I mean, there's a middle class there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an entirely impoverished country. So what is the need for all those areas?
We call it, or it's called in NGO world, it's youth at risk, meaning they don't have insurance to take their kids to the dentist. They don't have insurance to take their kids to check their eyes. They live in shacks. They don't live in house with concrete. The Dominican Republic is a really interesting country because, yes, it has a face of tourism, some sort of luxury, middle, high class. But the reality is that the larger population are kids that really need.
So obviously you're making a huge difference, and you can see the difference in these young people's lives. I know last year you and Pedro announced that there was going to be a charter school established, and ground has been broken already on that. Why a charter school, and how will that be different from the other schools there?
So when Pedro and I got married, the foundation's solely purpose was to help in conditions of natural disasters. But there was a concern with what was happening with girls in impoverished communities and teenage pregnancy and prostitution. The Dominican Republic has one of the highest percentages in teenage pregnancy in Latin America. Sadly, a lot of our girls in the Dominican used to see or still see having a baby as a way out. Just like boys look at baseball as a way out, out of poverty, girls look at pregnancy or having a baby as a way out because they can go with a man, an older man, or just with a really young kid and start a life on their own, but with no high school degree, no kind of education.
So how do you expect the charter school to be able to help them directly?
Well, a charter school prepares you with a technical education. And a lot of the kids in poor communities, they can't afford a college tuition. But if you give them a technical education and you teach them how to become hairstylist, learn how to do manicure, pedicure, you're giving them the tools to be able to sustain themselves.
And to even start their own business?
And to start their own business. Because they would come out with a formal certificate.
This is very interesting because there's also a need for vocational schooling for young men in the Dominican Republic. It's very interesting. You think that the Dominican Republic is such a huge supplier of Major League Baseball players.
Yes.
And, you know, from your husband, Pedro Martinez, to, well, I'll stick with the Red Sox, Big Poppy,
mm-hmm.
David Ortiz, Juan Marichal as
yes.
well. And so, of course, you'd think that the hopes of boys and young men in the Dominican Republic would be stoked. But there are so few, of course, who end up being professional players.
Statistically, only 3% of all the players that go into trying to become an MLB player actually accomplish that dream. If an organization at the MLB level places 3% of his signees in MLB, that's considered an excellent percentage. Mm. the 97% of kids that do not make it, they do not have a plan B or C or D. A kid needs to be signed by the age of 16 or 17. And that tells you that he's going to cut his high school education.
So they can be signed by a team. I mean, the lucky ones will be signed.
Correct.
But you're saying they never actually may make it to the team.
Exactly. So what we're developing is curriculum that would have them become technicians in anything that has to do with sports and the marketplace. That means nutritionists, professional trainers, massage therapists. It's a way that they can go back into the sports world and be of help and make a living for them without being baseball players.
Is it realistic, given the amount of jobs that are on offer there, that they'd be able to, that would be the answer for so many of the kids?
It could be realistic, really? Because there's a lot of demand. In the Dominican, all 30 teams of MLB have academies where the players live there. So there's a high demand all the time for work.
You started out wanting to be a sports broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
You married a sports star. You are now in charge of this foundation that is clearly changing lives in the Dominican Republic. Maybe you can synthesize the reward you get out of doing this.
I think of that as helping other Carolinas that eventually will multiply. I was helped at some point by an institution. Now I can help another Carolina. I can help another Pedro. They can become professionals either through sports or arts, and they can eventually also do the same that we're doing.
Thank you, Carolina Martinez. Thanks.
Thank you.
Carolina Martinez runs the Pedro Martinez Foundation. The foundation has a partnership with a Boston nonprofit called The Base that works with young minority baseball and softball players. They hope to start an exchange program to bring teams of kids to play in the Dominican Republic. The foundation will hold its annual fundraising gala in Boston next week. WBUR is a media sponsor of the event.